You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home Abroad, and we are heading into what is designated in Canada as Irish Heritage Month. And they picked a month with 31 days because they have recognised the Irish need 31 day a month in order to adequately celebrate our heritage. And Paul Collins was with me in Vancouver at the Kelfest and is out there stick handling. I think a lot of what's going to be happening in Vancouver during the month of March. Tá fáilte ró, Paul.
Thanks very much. How are you doing, Austin?
Great, great. So you've a busy festival lined up.
Yes. We're back at it again this year, from the 13th of March to the 15th of March. We've got a bunch of different stuff going on. The Ceilidh's happening on the 13th of Blackthorn. And then we have an event called Live at the Hollywood, which is in the Hollywood Theatre on the 14th, with the Welsh Men's Choir on that earlier that day. And we have a What's the Crack variety show. And on the 15th, then, is the Free Family Day. So that's completely open to the public with a bunch of Irish music, Irish dancing, and everything like that.
So the intensity that can happen over a weekend, I know other places extended out with, like in Ottawa, we kind of we go to town and stuff for this, and does Toronto. That is a very intense weekend. And given that there's a lot of Irish have been arriving over the last number of years into Vancouver, the Irish population has grown.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And it seems to still be growing. I meet new people coming over every single week here in Vancouver. And every time I'm out, there's always someone new, or someone's looking for work, or someone's looking for this, or where's the nicest place to go for a pint, or the nicest place to go for a Sunday breakfast, or whatever it may be.
And Paul, have you guys got to the point, or are you considering, or do you have any type of a parade?
I think there used to be a parade, but I'm not sure. I don't think they're planning it this year, but there used to be one anyway. And we kind of channeled it all into different events. And
Right. Like
the Family Day on the 15th, that's right in the heart of downtown. And that's kind of as good as a parade. It's right outside the art gallery, which is the main kind of plaza area. And that's kind of where the parade happens, in a more condensed area.
Right. And then, given that it's a family day, what time do you get underway and how long do you run?
That starts early enough in the morning. I think it goes on from about 11 or 12, I think they'll be getting in there. And that probably finishes around 5 or 6 maybe, or goes on to a little bit about 7 maybe. So,
and a bit unlike what we have to contend with, where on the east of the country we can have bitterly cold, freezing weather. You guys are not subject to the same risks.
Not at all. We've been fairly mild here. This is probably the mildest winter I've seen here in 10 years anyway. We haven't had any snow at all. But this weekend there's supposed to be a little bit, but I'd say by March we'll be well on our way.
And
still,
Paul,
it's Vancouver, you bring a coat anyway.
Yes. So, Paul, then, for the Ceilidh, what kind of turnout did you get last year? What are you anticipating?
So, for the Ceilidh, that's Blackthorn. They're a fantastic band. They've been going for years, and Michael and Rosie and all the gang there, they pack the house nearly every single year. I'm pretty sure it's already sold out, but there might be a few tickets left somewhere. You can get in there somewhere, but that's just as much crack as you can imagine. So it's the dancing and great music, and just they're always at it. Like it's brilliant. Highly recommend it.
And I know in a lot of places for that Ceilidh, for the Patrick's weekend Ceilidh, you need to get your tickets in advance, or your chances of getting in are pretty slim. Is it the same with you guys?
Oh, that's what I said. I think it's nearly sold out for the
yeah.
for the Ceilidh event itself. But there still are tickets left for the Hollywood on the 14th.
Okay.
And that will be actually myself. I'm playing that one. The Whiskey Dicks, they're called, and the Salt Chuckers. So that'll be a night of good crack and a bit of music there for sure. But and tickets are definitely still available for that. They're still available for the Welsh Men's Choir event, which is at about 1:30 that day. And then What's the Crack variety show, which is on the same day. So you can get all of these tickets at CelticFestVancouver.com.
And that was the next question. Where do you get the tickets? CelticFestVancouver.com.
There you go. CelticFestVancouver.com. Or you can check them out on any of the various social media sites.
Paul, thanks a million for taking the time. I know you'll have a fantastic weekend out there. And it's always wonderful, actually, to have. We're so fortunate as a culture, as a nation, that we have this period of the year where we rally together. And it brings people together. And I know we are the envy of an awful lot of other cultures.
Well, that's it. They always come out, and a lot of other cultures love to come out and celebrate with us here. Indeed. So it's everybody welcome, as well as the young Irish community and the older Irish community. Everyone is welcome.
Thanks a million, Paul.
No problem. Thank you very much, Joss.